and we've just got the readings here. The first one is from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you. And from Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, who made us a kingdom, priests for his Father, forever? And yes, he's on his way. So is Ahmed.
Thank you. That's a good one. Good morning. Right, before we start, I have something to do with you before we do anything. Right. To every wife, mother, grandmother, sister, daughter, there is something for you to know today, and it's a very special prayer you need to pray, right? Did I miss any category of women? Yes? No? Right. Your prayer today, and a Father's Day, that you pray for the man in your life, whatever is a granddad, husband, son, brother, or anybody in your life, that he will fall in love with Jesus more and more and more every day. It's a very, very selfish prayer for you, which I encourage you to pray it, right? That you pray today that this man in your life, whatever his title is, to fall in love with Jesus more and more and more. The more he falls in love with Jesus, the more he will be the man called by God in his place. Okay? Therefore, this is just a message quickly before we start. Right. Keep that in mind during the day or during the week or during every day, whatever you want to keep it. Right. The title of our message, I don't do titles most of the time, but I try not to, but how to remain in God's presence. Okay, few weeks or few months we have been talking about, you remember? With Carl, what we were talking about? What? Sorry again? Who we are as church? Is only Helen is awake? Come on, guys. It's not an exam, yes? Good. Right, we agreed about something. We agreed that we are a building? No? Yes? We are? No, we are not a building. As a physical building? No, we are not. We are a church, can be out in the somewhere. Yes? Because we are a body of Christ. But actually, I'll tell you something, but don't tell that to Carl. We are a building too. But not this building. We are a living stone of building. Yes? Why is a building and why is a body? It is because you are a building. It means you are steady, stand firm in who you are in Christ. This is a building. But you are the body, because we need each other. Okay? I'm not talking a building, as Carlos tried to describe, this countess building a church. No. We're talking about building as you are found yourself in God. Right. In another Christian spiritual meaning, let's find this in the Bible. Here we go. 1 Corinthians talking about we are bodies, we are temples. Are you in agreement of that one? You are a temple. It's biblical. I didn't get it on my own, yes? You are a temple. You are a building. You are found strong. Is this verse is a spiritual meaning or a physical meaning? Both. Thank you. Any other ideas? Is it a physical or a spiritual? Let's approve it. Let's prove it that it's really physical. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's prove that one. If you look there, this is Solomon's temple. Right? If we go there, I want you to agree that you are the temple. And I am the temple of God. I am the temple of God. Right. If I am a temple of God, what do I require? Have a look to this. This one is right. A priest. If you are a temple of God, if your body is a temple of God and the Holy Spirit, you are a priest. And this is what Revelation said and Peter said. What John said in Revelation and what Peter said in Revelation, that you are king and priest. We'll leave king for a little bit, because we are coming back to this another time, in a month's time. If you like what I'm going to say, you'll attend the next month's one. You are a priest because you are a temple. Does that make sense? It means myself need to have the role of priest in order to serve the Lord on the temple. You get that one? Right. I'll tell you something. A few months ago, I was somewhere overseas. And I was in a conference. And the last night of the conference, we have a lovely young lady have a very spiritual manifestation, demonic ones. Something happened. And when we speak to this demons inside her. Don't be scared, okay? Right, that is a normal thing in those countries. But what is going on here? This temple, that body was empty, and this spirit decided to live in it. I get your attention, yes? What are you filling your temple with? Holy Spirit or God knows. It's a very biblical game. Jesus said, if you drive this demon out, if he came back and find this house is nice and empty and clean, what he will do? He will bring more, seven more to come. Seven spirits. And there is an explanation of why seven. But this is not my sermon today. But what is your temple full of or filled with? If you are a temple of God and you're called to be a priest, what you should be doing in order to remain in God's presence. It's a very big word. Every time we talk about it, it just like goes like, I don't know what that means, getting in God's presence. I don't really know. But let's have a chat. Right. I don't want to call it duty. I want to call it relationship with God as a priest. Zechariah, when he received this huge vision about John the Baptist, he was where? Doing his duty. Yes? He was in the right place to receive something. And we're coming to that one. Keep it hold in your mind. Right. To simplify it, instead of the temple, we'll go to the tent of meeting. You remember that one? The first thing God talked to Moses to do to dwell among his people. Right. What we have here? We have the outer court, yard. We have the holy place. And we have the holiest of holies. Right. Let's have a good journey through this. very quickly. Okay? As a priest, you are going to have a relationship with God in your temple as a priest. How? This is how it will work. First one, when you're getting into your temple, you'll find the altar of offering, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the work of God there. In order for the altar to work, what I needed? Sacrifices. Thank goodness for that. Yes? If I need a sacrifice, it means I need this altar to work. In order for the fire to work, I need sacrifice. One of the sacrifices, I'm not going details, but I will tell you one sacrifice. It's called the burnt offering. Twice a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, to keep the altar going. Relationship with God. If you allow the Holy Spirit, and this type of sacrifice, you have to burn it all of it. You don't keep anything to the priest. You don't keep anything out. You don't do anything with it. You burn it all. And keep that in mind. If you allow the Holy Spirit or the fire of the Holy Spirit, because this is what Jesus said. John the Baptist said about Jesus, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes? Remember this bit? Yes? He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. If he did this, if you allow the Holy Spirit and the fire to go through you detail, the more you allow him in, the more he will cleanse you. I'll invite Rachel in my house and said, Rachel, feel free, feel home. But what does I mean, feel free, feel at home to Rachel? She can move things around. She can cook and do whatever and go and sleep wherever she likes to sleep. What does it mean, feel at home? To just take your shoes off and sit on the nice, lovely sofa and don't move from there? Is that feel at home? If you feel at home, you allow him to feel at home. If you allow the fire to go in, it will go in to every single details of your life. Right. Where is that in the Bible? Old Testament, New Testament as well. Paul said that. The famous Romans 12. I will urge you, brother and sister, what to do? To represent your body as a living sacrifice. By renewing your mind. What you are allowing the Holy Spirit to do is go through this. Body, mind, and soul, and spirit. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to go. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to get in, to move in. It's your homework to go to the rest of the sacrifice. But keep it going 24/7. And the only way to keep it going is to keep putting sacrifice. The only way to keep yourself in this presence is to keep coming with sacrifice. You don't have to be guilty all the time. Sacrifice of thanksgiving, sacrifice of peace, sacrifice of whatever, of good work, like what you've done in food bank. You are bringing a sacrifice. You are keeping it going. You are allowing the Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit working the whole time. Right, move on quickly. You have the basin, or the whatever you call it, this word, or the sea, according to Solomon Temple. He make a huge big sea with left up on 12 oaks, and what is it for? For cleansing and washing. How I will do this? By the word of the Lord. Your relationship with the Word is your relationship every day with the Word, what it will cleanse you. Ephesians said about that church, the body of Christ, to keep her clean and pure by washing with the water and the Word. Therefore, the outer court represents Jesus in one way. He is the way. Represent your body. Represent your physical thoughts and mind need to be washed and cleaned. You need this fire going. Let's move on. Going to the holy place. Why you will find the holy place? Three things. Table of bread, the gold lamp, and anybody remember? Why is the third one? Another altar of incense. Yeah, three things. Those three things, what you will do with them? The table of bread. What it does do is to talk about your relationship with God. It's a fellowship with Him. He is the bread of life. When we have the communion together, we are sharing God's body. We are sharing that covenant. We are coming. In the Middle East, we have a word always. We say, we have a good relationship. We ate together. It means I cannot do back a step. In another word, we have that relationship. I have this relationship with Brian. I can say anything and share my heart with him. This is what Jesus wants to do. Revelation 3:20, you remember that one? Come on, we need to get our brain working with the Bible a little bit more. What, Revelation 3:20? One of your this amazing salvation verses. I am knocking on the door, yes? You remember that one? What will happen? If you open, I'll come in. Come and do what? Eat with you. Have a fellowship. We use it only when we are talking to someone about the salvation. What about the rest of it? Knocking on the door, open to him, do what? Eat with him. Have a fellowship. Have time. Are you with me? Right? Another one. The golden lamp. Jesus said this about himself, I'm the light of the world. But this time he tells you that you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I am the light of the world, but you as well, the light of the world. There is more explanation on that one, but not much time. Let's move on. Altar of incense. This is the one I really love. Be aware of something. For that particular altar in particular, you have to fire this one and keep it going from the altar of burnt offering. You grab the fire from this one to put it in this one. You cannot bring a strange fire from elsewhere to put it in the holy place. It has to be from the fire, has been 24/7 going to go inside. You cannot borrow a fire from somewhere else. You cannot decide to have a different agenda in the holy place. Therefore, what you are doing here, you are bringing that fire inside to represent thanksgiving. To come with a total pure heart for God, like what Mary did. She takes the best of her perfume and bring it to the foot of Jesus. Of worship. That's what she did. What are you bringing on the altar? Through bringing a different fire from somewhere else? What are you bringing to this altar? What thanksgiving you have? What perfume you have the rest of Eli can smell? Your neighborhood will smell. Your friends at work will smell. What are you bringing in this altar? Remember, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the one who's doing all this. The Holy Spirit in you is doing all this. That's why you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But what your relationship, what your fellowship with Christ do, if we have a fellowship with Him, what is the result of this? Are you with me? What is filling your house, your temple? What's inside it? One more thing. Before we get into the Holy of Holies, you have the veil, the curtain, which is Jesus Himself, and has been broken on the cross for you to get in once for all. It's done once to get in. Through Jesus, you can get into the Father. And this is what He said. You cannot come to the Father without me. That's why He said, you cannot come to the Father without me. Through Him, through His body, through His death and resurrection, you cannot come to the Father without me. And the final one is, you are coming into a covenant, into a relationship, into a place where is the throne of grace of God. You are coming where the mercy of God is. You are coming to the Father house. You are in the Father house. You are in the Father house. And that is what is matter. You are in His place. Right. Here it is. It is not a procedure. It's not a routine. It is a lifestyle. I will repeat that one more time. It's not a procedure. It's not a routine. It's not a duty. It is a lifestyle. Shall I repeat that one more time? I will say it again. It's not a procedure. It's not a duty. It is a lifestyle. Lifestyle. This is how it looks like. Yes? Your lifestyle, it is what it should be, like that. A priest. Your title is a priest. Your character is a priest. He is the higher priest. Yes? Here, he has a higher place. Remember, nobody can go in from the Levites guys as well. Has to be the son of Aaron only. The descendants of Aaron only. And you are the descendants of the high priest. Get that one. You are the descendants of the high priest. Therefore, why are you called to be a priest? To become before the throne of God. Right. During my day, I can be in any part of this temple in any time. I can bring in sacrifice. I can washing myself with the word of God. I can be light to somebody else. I can have a fellowship with my brother and sister and with Jesus. I can broke my heart before him and bringing perfume. I can come to the throne of the Father and experience his glory. There is no set 5 times prayer a day. It's not. Or 8 times of prayer like that you do or whatever number of prayers you do. It's not. It is any time. You can go from one chamber to another. You can go through your heart and temple, from your soul to your spirit to your heart, to examine your mind and thoughts and soul and so on and so on and so on. Anytime. Troll in 24/7, even in your sleep, you have holy dreams and vision, what we were talking about, because you are in his presence. What is filling this temple? Are you with me in that one? Leviticus said something very interesting. I will put my dwelling place among you. When he decided to come and live with us, he said, I will put my dwelling place among you. That place is the temple. That place is you. I'm putting my dwelling place in Eli. I'm putting my dwelling place in that particular street you're living in. I am placing you as a priest in that place. Are you with me with that one? And this is the challenge. How I can remain in his presence 24/7. Lifestyle, not a duty. My duty is not to be a husband and dad. My lifestyle to be a husband and dad. I don't go and put the rubbish out because it's my duty to do so. Because I love to do so. Who you are is not determined of what you do. Who you are in Christ Jesus is what Jesus called you to be. That makes sense? It's not your title, it's who you are. is your DNA. And your DNA, king and priest. Shall we stand up and pray? I don't have a formula of how to get into his presence. But all what I do, or I have a picture of how it will look like when you pray, I don't really know. But I know one thing, I am a temple and I am a priest. And I am doing what the priest should do and what this temple should be looks like and filled with. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Nothing else. I don't know how it will look like if you, I cannot describe when you decide to go into your day and home and normal everyday routine, how it will look like to be 24/7 in his presence. I don't have a formula for it. But I will tell you what, I will encourage you, I will urge you, as Paul said, to go and go with him in that one. Because your experience will be different than mine. Your way with him is different than mine. His way with you is different than his way with me. Therefore, I don't have a formula. I don't have a secret way of doing it. But one thing, in that place, he will reveal his secrets to you. In that place, he will talk to you. In that place, you will see him. In that place, he will shine his glory over you. Therefore, I'm asking you to pray and ask him and dedicate again your heart and mind and soul. Dedicate yourself as a temple. Before the Lord. I'll ask you to go in twos, if you want. And, you know, like what Solomon did, that he went and anointed the temple when it's built. And he asked for God's presence. And I want you to do this with your brother or sister beside you. Just anoint them with his presence and his glory. And speak this out over them. I will anoint that temple with the Holy Spirit. I'm asked a new anointing, a new filled with the Holy Spirit. By the way, today is the Pentecostal day in the East Church. In Egypt and Russia and Greek as well. Still the same. Like last week is today as well. Pray for another visitation and dwelling of the Holy Spirit. And release of the Holy Spirit over your brother and sister. Can we do this? Can you just go to someone and pray, please?